This is from a marvellous history of the 14th century called A Distant Mirror by Barbara Tuchman. And it was published in 1978. And this couple of paragraphs are about the ascent and descent of the nobility in medieval France. A knight on the way down might pass an enterprising peasant on his way up. Having bought or inherited his freedom, a rent-paying peasant who prospered would add fields and tenants of his own, gradually leave manual labour to servants, acquire a fief from lord or church, learn the practice of arms, marry the daughter of a needy squire, and slowly assimilate upward until he appeared in the records as domicilus, or squire, himself. The bailiff in the lord's service had greater opportunities to make himself rich, and, if he had also made himself useful, was often rewarded by a fief with vassals and rents, perhaps also a fortified manor. He would begin to dress like a noble, wear a sword, keep hunting dogs and falcons, and ride a war horse carrying shield and lance. Nothing was more resented by the hereditary nobles than the imitation of their clothes and manners by the upstarts, thus obscuring the lines between the eternal orders of society. Magnificence in clothes was considered a prerogative of the nobles, who should be identifiable by modes of dress forbidden to others. In the effort to establish this principle as law and prevent outrageous and excessive apparel of diverse people against their estate and degree, sumptuary laws were repeatedly announced, attempting to fix what kinds of clothes people might wear and how much they might spend.